Hello and welcome to Capital Gains with Damon Stewart. This is our very first podcast. First of all, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of those that chose to take time out of their busy schedule to be here with me, to listen to me share with you about long-term investment strategies, building long-term wealth, and talking about the stock market and all of those type of very important things, very exciting topics here on the Capital Gains podcast. I just want to cover in this episode the very fundamentals of investing. First of all, someone might ask the question, what is an investor? Okay, an investor is a person that allocates capital with the expectation of a future financial return. Now, you might want to write these down because they are going to be of a great help to you in the coming future. And if you really want to take investing serious, that is a very good choice. Okay, you should take investing very seriously. Why? Because it is a means of helping to drastically improve your financial situation. Okay. Now, a few types of investments include, but are not limited to, equity, debt securities, real estate, currency, commodities, tokens, derivatives such as put and call options, futures, forwards, etc., etc. Now, the two main types of investors include someone who buys a stock and someone who provides a business with capital. An investor who owns a stock is called a shareholder. I classify myself personally as a value investor. Now, a value investor is an individual who gets himself involved with a strategy called value investing. Now, value investing is a strategy that generally involves buying securities that appear underpriced by some form of fundamental analysis. This investment style is derived from the ideas of a young man by the name of Benjamin Graham and David Dodd, two dynamic young men. They were some of the greatest minds of the 19th century. Okay, a little bit about myself personally, though. I was encouraged to begin my investing career based on the Word of God, which is the utmost, most important thing in my life, which states in the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, and the 22nd verse, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the sinner's wealth is laid up for the righteous. Again, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, meaning his grandchildren, okay? But the sinner's wealth is laid up for the righteous. Also, during a brief stint of working in a mailroom, I opened a piece of mail that had a disturbing message written inside of it. And the message was written out to a creditor on behalf of the deceased relative, and it said, my father is now deceased, so paying off his debt would be a total impossible feat. He died penniless and had no estate. This message broke my heart. Here it is, this man's daughter. She had to write on this man's behalf because he's now deceased and had no assets or inheritance to pass on to his descendants. I didn't want to die that way, and just the mere thought of leaving this earth with nothing to show for the hard work that I've accumulated over the years, and even more so, not having anything to leave my descendants, it was just horrifying to think of that possibility. So I thought to myself, why don't I begin investing the income that I make from my day job, and instead of working so hard to attain financial means to live day by day and get by week by week. Why not allow my money to work hard for me? So investing is the only surefire way to build long-term wealth, okay? You will never become wealthy working to build someone else's dream because the system just wasn't designed to be that way. Okay, let's face it. Now, investing is not a strategy that someone should undergo if they are not a person who is willing to wait, a person who is of great patience, because investing is a venture that requires great patience. So also timing is key in investing, because you have to know when to invest and when is the most opportune time and when is the most beneficial time to invest in a certain investment. Okay, so you got to be patient with investing. This is not a get rich quick scheme. This is not an overnight phenomena where you go to sleep with a dollar in your bank account and you wake up the next day with a few million in the bank account. This is not that type of thing. So I just wanted to take this time out just to teach on investing and to share some things that I've learned and some things that I've acquired while reading and going through the process of investing in my own portfolio with you guys, my friends here on this podcast. Again, this is the Capital Gains Podcast with Demond Stewart, and I will be ending this podcast for now, but in the future, I will be digging my claws into a little bit deeper into investing and investment strategies. We're going to be covering how to build a strong portfolio, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So I thank you for tuning in. God bless you, and bye-bye.